The town of Cumbernauld in Scotland, just outside Glasgow, has a bit of an image problem. Several years ago, the town had the dubious distinction of winning the Carbuncle Award, given to the most dismal place in Scotland. The judges called Cumbernauld soulless and inaccessible, something like Eastern Europe before the wall came down. Well, some in Cumbernauld see a solution to their problem in the British television show Demolition. That show invites viewers to nominate their most hated building and have it torn down. Residents of Cumbernauld took that proposition several steps further. They've asked the show to demolish the entire town. Gordon Murray represents Cumbernauld on the North Lanarkshire Council. And Mr. Murray, what's so bad about Cumbernauld?
Cumbernauld was a new town specifically designed by the government. It was to be a very radical new town built for the 21st century and had, for example, no traffic lights within the town. There was no pass alongside the main roads. There was a separate footpath system with underpasses and overbridges to keep pedestrians and traffic entirely separate. Unfortunately, this turned out to be very expensive, and the government tried to economize on the housing, and the result is that some of the earlier housing has severe problems.
What's so bad about these houses themselves? What are their problems?
For example, a lot of them are flat roofs, because that was the cheapest way. And that would be fine for the Middle East or any of your warmer states in America. But with our driving rain, the flat roofs and the fact that they are not of a traditional construction mean that the houses are damp and cold and wet.
Now, I've seen some photographs, and it looks like the buildings in the town centre are pretty grim. They're up on stilts, is that right?
Yes, the old town centre, the first part was opened in 1967. It was designed to be a mega centre with houses along the tops of all the shops. The shops were above the cars, and top of the shops and the offices was to be houses stuck away up in the sky. And the whole thing, well, fine in theory, in practice, just didn't work.
And why is that? Well, what's the problem there?
Well, the problem was it was built out of solid, massive concrete. It cannot be easily altered. And as fashions change, and obviously it was never quite right, and it needs rebuilding.
Mm-hmm. And I think the judges in that Carbuncle Award referred to it as Scotland's answer to Kabul.
There was a standard joke there when the Afghan war was at its height and Kabul was being attacked and damaged. You have two Afghans saying, on top of all we suffered, they tell us we're going to be twinned with Cumbernauld now.
Find common ground, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, do you think there is a majority of people really in Cumbernauld who say, let's tear the whole thing down, start all over again?
No, that's not. There are some very excellent parts of Cumbernauld. As it was an experimental town, some of the experiments were very successful. I happen to live in a ward. It's a very good ward. The houses are very expensive, costing up to £500,000 each. But there is no amenities. I think the people have done this to draw attention nationally to their problems. They've written and protested to the local authority, they protested to the government, but they've been talking to deaf ears, and they believe that the publicity will force the government to make more funds available. Nobody really expects the whole town to be demolished, but there are large areas which should be taken down and rebuilt to meet modern standards.
And they want to get some attention, in other
words.
They
want attention, yes.
Well, Mr. Murray, thanks for talking with us about the plight of Cumbernauld.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
Gordon Murray represents the Scottish town of Cumbernauld on the North Lanarkshire Council. Residents of the town have asked the television show Demolition to demolish not just a building, but the town itself. We'll be right back.